Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's Raising the Vibration on the Live Paranormal Radio Network and iHeartRadio.com. Also at Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Player FM, Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure I've missed somebody. There's a lot to remember. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a 28-year talk radio host coming live out of Los Angeles. I'm a performing and creative artist, and I come to you every Tuesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time from Southern California, where I am based. This show is the first outreach of a nonprofit movement of peace and love and kindness and unity that I founded in 2016 to carry on my mom's teachings after she left this world. It's really about ascending, evolving, inspiring, and loving. So what are you doing to raise the vibration of you, of your existence, and to evolve, because we're all here to do that, right? And then what are you doing to inspire other people? What is your passion? What is your service? And how are you putting love into this world? I love that expression, you know, when you're doing okay, send the elevator down and bring up 100 people, even though I hate elevators. I love that analogy. What are you doing all the time to bring others with you, to take the thing that you do that's really your destiny in this world and use it to help other people? And so that's what we talk about every week here on Raising the Vibration. And each week I pick out guests that I believe are just beautiful minds and hearts and souls. And we talk about everything from, you know, how do you make the world a better place, to what's your service, which I think is so important in this world. I have two guests today, and although they know each other, this is the first time that I've ever met them, and they have a new project to talk about, and I'm super excited about that. Savannah Osler is here. She's a writer-director and an actress, and she's going to be talking a little bit about this new project that she is directing, and she's brought a wonderful friend with her who is also involved in the project, which I love because I love when people who love each other work together. I love that, he's kind of a jack-of-all-trades. And maybe a master of a few, also an actor and a singer, and now associate producer on her project. Please welcome as well, Steve Warkey Nunez. We're going to call him Warkey because he loves that. Welcome to you both. It's wonderful to have you here on Raising the Vibration, and let's talk about raising our vibrations in this hour. I love that. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much for having us, Sheena. This is so cool. Like, your, like, voice is so calming and soothing. It's like, talk about sending a vibration over the phone. I'm like, wow. This is amazing. Because you're welcome. I definitely have always known that there's some sort of higher power out there, whatever you want to call it, energies and everything, and like, this is really cool. I feel it now. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really That's do. Awesome. It's a huge deal. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to have you both. So let's talk to Savannah, since you started talking first, and, you know, ladies first. Let's talk to you first.
Please.
You know, what drives you as a creative artist? I mean, what made you want to create, and what keeps you creating?
That's a really excellent question, Sheena. Sorry. It all started when I was about 14 years old. I grew up in the, I like to think of it as the greatest Disney Channel renaissance period, with like Lizzie McGuire, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, those kind of shows. And it's fascinating tuning into those shows every single week, especially like Lizzie McGuire, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and just taking everything in and loving this fun, uplifting, you know, positive form of entertainment that I could watch with my family every week, you know, that it really struck a chord in me as a young person. And it's funny, I remember that fateful day when, speaking of Lizzie McGuire, Hilary Duff, she was my, like, role model as far as, like, oh, I love, you know, her movies. I want to be like her. I want to make movies. There was this movie that came out called A Cinderella Story in 2004.
Sure.
And I don't know if you remember, but it's an amazing, like, modern retelling of A Cinderella Story set in the valley, the San Fernando Valley. And it was directed by... Oh, go ahead.
I said, we're all Cinderella's, Liz.
Right? We're all Cinderella's. I saw that movie in theaters 10 times. And that's when it was that movie that was like, you know what, Mom, I've decided what I want to do with my life. I'm going to tell stories. I'm going to make movies. I'm going to write. I'm going to act. I'm going to, you know, direct. I'm going to do all these awesome things. And, you know, as some might, it sounds almost silly, like looking back thinking like, see, that really inspired you, A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray. But I kid you not, you know, that's what it was. And I knew, I was like, well, this is what I'm going to be doing. I like that it's lighthearted. I like that, you know, because like, I love all kinds of movies, right? But I love movies that make you feel good and are uplifting and have happy endings and are funny and just really, really interesting. So my parents were very supportive. I grew up in a small town in Utah called Alpine, Utah. It's like kind of in the mountains, very small town. And, you know, I just kept bugging them. I was like, hey, you know, I want to start acting. I want to start, you know, writing. Like, you know, can you take me to L.A.? I need to go. And they were like, you know, of course my dad, you know, was like, wanted to be as supportive of my, you know, my childhood dreams. Because, mind you, I was still 14. I was still in middle school at the time. He said, you know, once you turn 18, you know, if you save up money, you can make the move and go to LA, you know, but you know, our job, our lives, our families are here. And so I'm like, okay, well, so I knew I'm going to, you know, start working as soon as I can get a job to start saving money to come to Los Angeles. So when I was a good student with subjects that interested me, you know, like English, the creative arts, drama, I was great at those classes. Classes that didn't really interest me were like more like math and science. I'm a very right brain. So I remember distinctively one time, in math class, this was about maybe 3 or 4 months after A Cinderella Story movie came out. After I realized, hey, this is what I want to do with my life, I was just like searching for this story, this movie that I could, you know, this screenplay idea that I could make into a movie. And nothing really had come to me yet, you know. But then all of a sudden, I was sitting in math class and not, you know, not obviously not really paying attention to the actual assignment. And it just struck me like a bolt of lightning. This story. I used to carry a notebook with me. Well, actually, I still do. I carry a notebook with me everywhere because you never know when inspiration can strike, right? So I was just like frantically writing down this story about these two sisters who shared the same dream of singing and this family tragedy that threatened to take everything away from them. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, I like was like so excited I couldn't write it down fast enough. It was just like, you know, like when working.
Sorry, Savannah, it's just I can imagine your math teacher going, wow, Savannah's really into calculus today, you know?
I was going full speed writing in my Lizzie McGuire notebook. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yeah, and my math teacher's like, wow, she is the most animated I've ever seen her in math. And yeah, I wrote the entire outline during that, you know, fifth period math. And I just knew it was called, I didn't even have the title yet. It was just about these two sisters who shared this incredibly, incredibly close bond, and they shared a dream and the family tragedy that threatens to take it away. I knew, I was like, this is my movie. This is the movie I'm going to make. I'm going to write it. I'm going to direct it. I'm going to act in it. I'm going to do it all, you know, because if Lizzie McGuire can do things, so can I. So I was hell-bent on this story. Like, you know, I thought of not much else, you know. And I think it's interesting, like, when a passion just really strikes you that like that to your creative core, it changes you. It's like you realize, even at that young, impressionable age of 14, I knew this is going to change my life, this story. This is my destiny, right? And speaking of destiny, in my sophomore and junior year of high school, I heard a radio advertisement for a new charter high school in Utah, but it's called East Hollywood High School. And it was a charter school that was an accredited high school, just, you know, it still had like math and English and everything, but it also catered to kids that were interested in the arts, like screenwriting and acting and film production and producing and editing. And my mom turned to me and was like, we need you. That's how you get to Hollywood before you get to Hollywood, right? You we're going to take you there. And it was a 50-minute drive from where we lived, because where we lived, East Hollywood High School was in Salt Lake County. Or it still is in Salt Lake County. But they were willing, they said, okay, they're willing, as soon as I turned 16, I got my license, I inherited, you know, a hand-me-down car, and I drove myself to East Hollywood High School every day, and that's where I started actually turning my outline for my movie into a fully formatted screenplay. I took screenwriting classes. I took acting classes. Yeah, and I took film production classes by a really, really experienced filmmaker named Mario DeAngelis. He was my filmmaking teacher at East Hollywood High. And we immediately hit off. And so fast forward a few years, I finished the first draft. Well, actually, I think I was on my 10th draft of the film now, of my untitled screenplay upon graduating high school at East Hollywood. This was in 2008. And I was like, okay. And I also was working part-time at a movie theater because I love movies. And I saved up all my pennies to move to Los Angeles because I thought, you know, hey, I have a finished script now. I can go to L.A. and make it. And it was funny. It was actually my mom that came up with the title. It just kind of all of a sudden hit her, very similar to how it hit me in math class, the story. She said, "Twice the dream." And I said, "What? That's amazing." She said, "Twice the dream. That's your title." And then I just got chills everywhere. Like, from my toes to, I was like, "Twice the dream. That's what I'm going to call it. That's my destiny." So I actually found, going back to a Cinderella story, I found the director's, he was doing like a little, a workshop in L.A., and the director of that movie, which of course had a huge influence over me, A Cinderella Story, his name is Mark Rossman. So I went out there and I just coldly emailed him and said, "Hey, I am a big fan of your movies. They inspired me to become a filmmaker. I have the script, blah, blah, blah." And he wrote me back and said, "Savannah, I usually don't respond to emails like this, but I must say you wrote a really good letter. Are you a writer?" And we met for lunch when I first went out to L.A. And it was just so bizarre because here I am sitting with the director, favorite movies that inspired me to become a filmmaker, and I'm here sitting with him and he's mentoring me. You know, he agreed to mentor me. He helped me with rewrites of my script, Twice the Dream. And
wow,
it was so bizarre. It was like everything in my life has been full circle in that way, you know. And Mark Aww. Is still such a big creative influence. We've remained friends, and he's mentored. He's been a professional mentor of me and my career ever since. And he really helped me get my foot into LA because I literally didn't know anyone. I was just this girl
That's
from
so
Utah. I was just this girl from Utah with a script. I didn't know anyone or what I was doing, but Mark just kind of took me under his wing, and it just became this beautiful thing. I definitely, as you both know, we're familiar with the craziness of LA and the industry, the film industry. I definitely was no different. My journey, I experienced a lot of ups and downs, crazy things happening while I was trying to get my first movie, Twice the Dream, made. Ironically, I met my now husband out in L.A. He was studying in film school, and we just hit it off. And so my parents, of course, were happy for me, but they're like, "Oh, of course she finds a guy out in California." I'm always like, I want to move, you know, I want to live in California, Los Angeles forever. Anyway, so we got married in 2013, and photographer and editor, he just happens to be so brilliant. And those are the aspects of filmmaking that I really lack. I'm already directing, acting, I'm not technical at all. I can't have a legacy. I can't tell you, you know, what.
You know, what sweetheart, you're cut a little bit. Savannah, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Do me a favor. Go out and come back in. I'm going to talk to Warky and hang up and call us back again because I think you're having problems on your end with your phone.
That's weird. Okay, I will do that.
Warky, you're up. How about you?
Well, hi.
What makes you? Hi, how are you?
I'm good, you know? I'm a little nervous. I mean, this is cool. I always love this kind of stuff.
Can you top that story? I feel like, great, now I got to top that story.
Right? Yeah, no, I don't think I can. I grew up from pain. And again, you know, like...
So what motivates you? What really motivates you creatively? Where did you find your service?
You know, my story kind of starts out with just me being interested in acting because I always sang in like little church choirs and stuff when I was a kid and all that. But as I was growing up, I wanted to be an actor. And I really wanted to get involved in voice acting as well. Voice acting seemed like something really fun. I grew up in Long Island. So, you know, being an actor seems kind of, well, you know, there you are. But my mother, she went blind when I was a kid. And because she was blind, I actually delved into volunteer services at a local library for reading audiobooks, or books on tape at least at the time. So I volunteered, and I kept on doing that because my mother wanted to hear stories. She loved to write poetry, and she couldn't anymore. She would dictate it, and I'd write it out for her, but... It was really because of my mother. Her being blind made me want to do more for others because I realized how important stories are to people. You know, the things that you want to hear these stories because they mean so much to you, and they mean even more when you have the heart to listen, you know? My mom gave me a lot of – she gave me a ton of inspiration in life. She always told me, always believe in the magic. If you stop believing in the magic, that's when you don't have a life anymore. So,
I agree. I completely agree. That's so beautiful.
Like she's my inspiration for everything, right? She eventually passed away, but it was literally like 2 weeks after I got my SAG card, and she was so proud of me. That was like the dream, you know, my dream, and that was the moment I knew I'd be an actor. It was like, I got my SAG card, Mom. It worked. Look, I did it. I'm an actor, and she was just so happy about it, and. You know, she always told me just
that's
never
so
stop believing.
And do you feel like you spiritually, like you keep her with you?
Yeah, I do.
You?
You know, I really do. I know that my mom is somewhere out there. Some, you know, energy. We always talk about how everything has a spirit. Everything has an energy. There's always something out there that maybe we can't understand it or see it or even communicate with it. But it still exists and it's still there. And you have to be respectful of all of those things. And so you always want to give off a positive energy to everyone you know and everyone you meet because you never know what could happen from that. It only takes one little piece of spark to make something happen.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And do you consider when you're creating and acting and that it's like a service, right? It's what you're giving to the world.
Yes. Yes. My mom said always give 150%. And then she goes, no, don't even do that. Don't give numbers. Give your soul. Because every time that you act, when you're on film, when you're on anything, doing something for somebody else, give it all. Give it your complete all. Because when you give your all to service, when you give your all to whatever you're doing, you're inviting people to feel a piece of you. And she goes, and that makes
the
most powerful magic.
I love it. My mom used to say, put 10 times into the world anything you expect to get back. And
nice.
I always thought that I was just working to put in. Wasn't even thinking about getting back because I was working so hard to put in. And I think that's, from a spiritual perspective, amazing that you think of everything like that, like a wheel, right? You're giving and things are happening.
Yes, completely.
So it's just a giant. And how did you get involved with Savannah? I'm sure Savannah's on hold. We'll bring her back.
Oh, definitely. honestly, me and Savannah, we're not even sure our origin. I know she was working on High School Musical at the time, and we met up for like a minute or two. I talked, and I was like, oh, Savannah's super nice. I'll friend her on Facebook. And then she needed to, like, get some help with Twice the Dream, and I was like, girl, I will help you. I don't mind. You know, I love people who want to follow their dreams, because following dreams is what, well, I've always wanted to do. I said, it's really hard to get anyone to help you, especially when you're starting out.
Yes.
And I knew that because I had done a lot. I knew that I had climbed a lot of ladders, and I was trying to throw some ladders back down. Like, come on, guys, help each other. We can do this, because it's never going to hurt me to help somebody else.
No.
But Savannah was,
no.
She was so sweet about it. She's like, exactly. Nothing bad ever really comes back. It may seem bad sometimes, but later it comes out and it turns out, nope, it was a blessing. At least I've seen in my life. But Savannah, she wanted some help with Twice the Dream. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Just with Twice the Dream, it was, she just wanted some help. And I said, hey, why don't you come to this convention? I was doing a Comic Con in Pocatello, Idaho. Because, you know, that's where you meet everyone. But I said, Savannah's doing this thing, and there was NBC was there, KPVI, with Matt Davenport. He was there covering the convention. And I said, you know what? Can you cover Savannah? You need to talk with her. Well, he just fell in love with her instantly because she's so charismatic and just so kind. You know, you can tell immediately she is all heart. And so he just said, you know what, let's do an interview about this. Let's talk about your movie. Let's talk about your project. Let's talk about this. And Matt has been following us ever since, and he still helps us out with each production, every movie that we've been doing. He was there for us with Even in Dreams. He's there with us for Twice a Dream. He's there for us now even with Buster Brooks, the newest project that we're trying to work on right now.
So it's three projects you've done with Savannah? You've worked on three of her films?
I ended up working on – the first one I ended up working on just as an extra. I was just some background stuff. I was helping her out with it. And then on the second one, I was actually a supporting actor in it. I played Giovanni, this really metrosexual, flamboyant guy who like, invented faux fur boots back in the 90s or something.
Fantastic.
So I was it's a great role. It's very funny. It's a very funny piece. And now with Buster Brooks, I'm an associate producer on the show because I want to help Savannah, you know, make more stuff. I think it's wonderful that we have another female writer, another female producer, director, and I think we need more of that.
Working
I think that's beautiful. I think that's great.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hi,
welcome
Savannah.
Back.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. Hopefully, I wasn't sure about my connection. Worky has been by my side literally through it all. I know without a doubt I would not be where I am today in my filmmaking career and journey if it wasn't for Worky literally doing just that, extending the ladder down for me. For me and my crew to climb, because Hollywood, as we know, is a crazy, crazy place. And even, you know, with Mark Rosman's mentorship and other friends, and now my husband, it just got really trying and intense. And by the time my husband and I finally raised enough money to make the first movie, Twice the Dream, that was in 2018, ended up shooting it back in Utah. And I hired my teacher, my film production teacher from East Hollywood, Mario, to be my first assistant director. And so it's just very beautiful how everything came full circle. And Steve, my husband, was my cinematographer and editor. My mom was in charge of, like, the props and the art department. It was all serendipitous. It was a family movie in every sense, right? And, you know, we had a shoestring budget on that one.
But I have learned if you really put your mind, heart, body, and soul into your dream, miracles can happen and dreams can come true. And what's amazing is through some of our other friends, like Warky with his connection, when Steve and I went to the convention in Pocatello, we were promoting Twice the Dream, which was out in theaters. And another guest happened to be there, Allison Arngrim, from
sure, a dear friend little... of many, many years.
Yeah, and Allison is amazing. And I was kind of shy to introduce myself and tell who I was. But Worky, I kid you not, he was the one that said, "Savvy, I'm going to introduce guys, and you have to put her in the next movie." And I was like, "What? Like, this is just me doubting myself, thinking, well, she won't want to be in my movie." I mean, right? Because we're all our own worst critics, and I've been working on right? But Worky, tell Sheena what happened when you introduced us.
Yeah, about the first Allison encounter.
Like, I mean, I knew Allison. I was like, okay. I remember walking up. I said, "Savvy, don't worry. I'm going to introduce you. It's going to be great. We're going to have a fun time. Just hang on 1 second." And then I yell over to her, "Allison!" I'm like, "Girl, get over here." Like, barking orders at her. "Get over here. What's up, Marky? What's up?" And I'm like, "So, hi, this is Savannah, and this is Nasty Nelly. I mean, this is Allison Arngrim. You might remember her from Little House on the Prairie. Anyway, Savannah is making a movie, and she's going to make another one because there has to be a sequel. There just has to be." And I said, "And so help me, I need you to be in it, so I need you to get friendly with her." And she goes, "Well, okay then, hello."
It was so funny.
That's how you do it, you know, just force their hands. Because Savannah was so shy about it. And
I
told her, "Don't be shy. Believe in yourself. You're amazing."
Well, because I was such a big fan of Little House from the Prairie, or Little House on the Prairie, and I don't know. I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, it was just kind of like, you know, meeting one of your idols in person. I was like, "Oh gosh, oh gosh!" And then there wasn't a script. Like, she asked me, "Yeah, you know." She gave me her card and said she'd be willing to read the script. And then I, of course, me being me, I was like, "Oh, great. I'll send it to you right away." And then, you know, me and Worky, you know, Worky asked, "So you already wrote the script?" And I was like, "Oh, no." But
I was like,
said,
"Well, you better get on it."
Yeah, there will be a script. And, you know, and so our second movie is called Even in Dreams, and it's kind of like, it's a spiritual successor to the first film, Twice the Dream, and kind of a similar thing. I didn't have the story for that one at all. At the end of the premiere for Twice the Dream, when we premiered that theatrically in Utah, ironically, Worky, you'll definitely remember this, the audience started clapping at the end and said, "Sequel, sequel, sequel."
That's right. They were chanting.
Yeah, they were chanting. And I was like, "Wow, I guess they really liked it. I mean, a sequel? No, that was it." Like, the thing with the story of Twice the Dream, I mean, I started writing that thing at age 14, and it took me for another 14 years. So it literally took half of my life to actually see that movie into fruition. So Twice the Dream had just been my dream for so long, I almost didn't know what else to do after that point. I was like, "Well, what do I do?" You know?
Of course.
Right? Because I was like, "I don't know what to do." But then Worky proposed this idea, and things started happening, and Allison Arngrim, she actually, you know, gave me her info and said, yeah, send me the script once you have it. And like the next night, I thought of a very, very particular manager character in Nashville named Deborah. And she was, you know, let's just say if Nasty Nelly was in the music industry, preying on
her. I still say you should have called her Nashville Nelly. No, okay.
Nashville Nelly. So I finished that script. It literally, I had the first draft done in a week. I was so inspired. I sent it to Allison. She actually called me and said, you have talent. And I was like, thank you. So what do you think? I wrote the role specifically for you. And then, you know, that was it. Game over. And once she became attached, we were able to fund
the pieces all fell into place.
Yeah. Pieces all fell into place, like Worky said. You know, and then I cast Worky as... And it was incredible. We made another movie. It didn't take 14 years this time. Wow.
You know, just to
making
your credit.
Another... What was that, Sheena?
I said, now you're making even another movie. Will Allison be in this one?
Oh, you bet. I haven't figured out, because there's multiple characters that she would be great in. That's the funny thing with Allison is she is great and so versatile. So this new movie is called Buster Brooks, and it's completely unrelated to the first two movies, right? It's a fish out of water story about a small town farm boy who moves to Hollywood with his pet rooster, and we follow all of the triumphs, the ups and downs. We follow his journey, because he actually sets off to go to Hollywood to become an actor in order to save the family farm. His family farm's in danger. And he sets off, and he's a very special young man. He's on the spectrum. Very intelligent, very, very down to earth. He is just all about his family and his dreams, and he will go out of the way for anybody. And he happens to bring along his pet rooster, Edgar. And a lot of the shenanigans that actually happens to the titular character Buster Brooks in Buster Brooks happened to me when I was in Hollywood. I had insane things happen. I thought to myself, you cannot make this up. This has to be in a movie. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I wrote all these notes in my notebook. And that's where this story found its shape. It's been out of this world, and we've had some incredible support so far. Warkey's an associate producer, another mentor from my earlier East Hollywood high school years, Tony Toscano. He's a film critic. He is executive producing, and I've known him for years as well. And same with Mario. He's my first assistant director again. He was in the first two films.
Music.
Oh, the music is going to be amazing, because we have Nathan Osmond, who's an amazing country artist. He is writing.
I've interviewed. He's wonderful. He's very talented.
Isn't he great? Oh, my gosh. So you know Nathan.
We love him.
I do know
Nathan. I think he's very sweet and very lovely.
Oh, yeah. He was in the movie, the second movie with Allison. He played himself.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Alice, glad you're going to use her again, because in the 15 years I've been friends with Allison, and I've acted alongside her. I've directed her in things. She's been in things I've produced and done my show so many times, and I consider her to be a dear friend. We've done charity work together. She just
that's wonderful. Infectious,
and we're so good energy follows.
Right? Like, exactly. She has amazing energy. She, it's just funny how things came together. Like, we became friends after we cast her in Even in Dreams. She invited me to be on her show in LA, and this was right before the pandemic hit. And so, because I'm actually, my husband and I live back in Utah now, but we kind of go back and forth because of the industry. So I went out to LA, went to on her show, and then she invited me to her birthday party. She said, "Why don't you come? We're going to Disneyland." And I was like, "Yes!" So formed a great friendship. She's very loving, very kind, just very, very good. Well,
I agree. I agree. She's very wonderful. I'm so excited for you, and I'm so excited for your new project. And is it, you have a crowdfunding thing going? Is that what's happening?
We sure do.
I want to make mention that. I don't want us to run out of time before you have a chance to promote that a little.
Yeah, I definitely am a talker.
that's okay.
But,
that's fine.
But it's funny because when you mention, like, you know, like spiritual meanings and everything, raising the vibration, I thought to myself, well, that's my whole story of how I became a filmmaker, how I started writing Twice the Dream in middle school, and then that movie, A Cinderella Story, Mark Rosman became my professional mentor, which he put some, like, I didn't even ask him, but he contributed to this new movie, which is so kind. And so now we're making the third movie, Buster Brooks, and we have 8 more days on the crowdfunding campaign, but funded. So we're so close. Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
You guys are doing so great.
It's been amazing. We have been tremendously just, I've been shook as far as the love and support that people have shown us. A lot
especially
of the fans,
for a seed and spark.
Right.
Like, sorry, just saying, like, especially for a seed. Our site, our fundraisers, it's on Seed and Spark. But you can go to busterbrooks.com to make it easier to find. But we're on Seed and Spark, and that's not a Kickstarter. That's, you know, Seed and Spark. It's a very different platform. So I'm really excited at the tremendous amount of support that we've been having on a site that's not normally used for the crowdfunding, for, like, you know,
right,
what everyone normally uses for public funds.
Right. And the reason why we went with Seed and Spark this time versus Kickstarter was because I actually met up with them this last Sundance, and they held a couple of events of these, and they were so down to earth, friendly, so being so willing to help other filmmakers and really make the crazy journey is crowdfunding a lot less scary. And so me and Warky and Tony Toscano, the rest of the team, Nathan, we all agreed, you know what, let's give Seed and Spark a shot, because they're kind of like the little guys as well. And we feel like we're the little guys as far as, you know, filmmaking is concerned so far. We're the underdogs, right? And
yeah,
they've
right.
been amazing to work with. And we're 68% funded. We have a lot of awesome perks, like like producer credits, lines in the movie. We even have special thanks credits, props, VIP set visits, you name it. You know, we also have products. Yeah, we have a lot, and it's all on our website, busterbrooks.com.
I love that. I think you guys are so wonderful, and I'm so excited. And what a joy to hear both of your stories and share some time with you. I completely love that. Where can people find each of you individually? And then one more time, how can they find the film?
Oh, yeah. Great question. Well, it's been an absolute joy talking to you, Sheena. You make me feel, you know, like I can really open up and share this.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So, thank you for creating such a warm and positive environment. People can find me on Instagram at Savannah, SavannahNnah, Ostler, OSTLER. I'm also on Facebook, the same name, same spelling, Savannah Ostler.
For me,
awesome.
You can find me. For me, just Google me, I guess. You know, is that conceited? I'm sorry.
No!
If you Google Steve and Warkey together, you'll find me. Like, it's just you can go to my website, hirewarkey.com. Hire me, like, you know, hire me. Hire Warkey, WARKY.com. So hirewarkey.com would be way to find me. It has all my stuff on there. And then, of course, the site to find our crowdfunder, busterbrooks.com, BUSTER, BROOKS, Buster Brooks.
I love that. I totally love that. Let's do that. You guys go there, check it out, see if it's something you'd like to fund, support these great people. And I thank you both for being here. What wonderful guests you are, and I hope you'll come back to visit me again.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Sheena. You were wonderful.
Yeah, Sheena,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for bringing.
Until I see you all next time, don't forget these things. First of all, I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. Please contact me there, and it shows you a little bit of how my spiritual life and my entertainment life have come together to form the life I live now. And also, you can find me everywhere on social media, just at Sheena Metal. Until I see you next week, next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity, always, always work to raise your vibration, and know that you are love, and you are loved, and you're all loved by me. My nonprofit's at RaisingTheVibration.org. I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com, and you can find Raising the Vibration every week at liveparanormal.com and iHeartRadio.com and all of our affiliates. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being here. Thank you, Savannah. Thank you, Warkey. Y'all take care and support some art and support some spiritual stuff.